You're with SBS Radio.
Yesterday marked 12 years since formal apology to Indigenous Australians. The World Health Organization says it is positive of a new way of confirming coronavirus cases. And Melbourne United gets closer to securing the last remaining NBL playoff spot after beating Cairns Tapians 99-83. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. Yesterday marked 12 years since Kevin Rudd's national apology to Indigenous Australians.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments and governments that have inflicted profound grief, suffering and loss on these our fellow Australians.
In the speech in Canberra on February 2008, he apologised for the wrongs and for the stolen generations.
We apologise especially for the removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families, their communities and their country.
The apology was commemorated in the House of Parliament in Canberra yesterday. The event was attended by many of the Stolen Generation, as well as the Prime Minister Scott Morrison, AFL legend Adam Goodes and many others. Kevin Rudd attended the event as well and reflected on the historic moment in his speech. Local elder Gambari Ngunnawal woman Matilda House paid tribute to the Stolen Generation in her speech, as reported on NITV.
And to all those who were fostered out and those who went through adoption not knowing that they were taken away. And I hope that they've all found their way back to their own countries where they will find the arms of all their ancestors waiting for them.
12 years after the apology to Indigenous Australians, the survivors of Stolen Generation are looking forward. They're hoping to bring their story to new audience. Uncle Roger Jarrett is a survivor of the notorious Kinchela Boys Home. He says he is not allowed to use his name, only the number 12.
I was kidnapped in 1958 from Barrowville Mission, taken to Kinchela. As soon as I went through the gates, they stripped my identity, took my name and everything away. I become a number there. They got all my clothes, put them in incinerator and burn them. Even the shoes I had become number 12.
Now a group of the remaining survivors have created the first Stolen Generations Mobile Education Centre. They transformed a bus into a storytelling vehicle to spread their truth to new communities. Uncle Lester Ma is the chairman of the Kinchela Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation.
The thing that we have to do to get out there and tell our people about everything that went behind closed doors, all the atrocities, all the things that happened to us that people perhaps don't know about. It's a healing process for all stolen generations that we be reconnected to our country lands.
Indigenous groups have welcomed the federal government's promise to overhaul its approach on targets to reduce disadvantage for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says after 12 years, the Close the Gap targets will be changed to empower Indigenous Australians. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander representative body Coalition of Peaks says it wants reforms in three areas: more funding for Indigenous health groups, input in government decisions, and improved service delivery by mainstream organizations like the police and universities. Spokeswoman Catherine Liddell says it is important that urgent action is taken to back up Mr. Morrison's words and promises.
Closing the gap targets, it's all numbers driven, right? We live in those houses, our families live in those houses. And so for someone like me, I have family members, and I'm sure my peers around me have exactly the same stories, where you're looking at families living five generations to one house without adequate water and without adequate electricity. These things are, they're just not excusable in a country like Australia.
A new set of up to 15 targets, including a justice target, is expected to be finalised by April, before they are considered by the Council of Australian Governments in June. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said yesterday that High Court ruling that the Aboriginal Australians cannot be considered aliens under the Constitution will be exploited and have significant repercussions. Mr. Dutton told Nine Radio that this essentially created another class of people, which he thought was a very bad thing. The statement comes after the High Court ruled Aboriginal Australians cannot be considered aliens under the Constitution when it heard the cases of two convicted criminals and non-Australian citizens the government wanted to deport. Indigenous brother and sister from Sydney, Noni and David Craig, are combining their art in an art exhibition in Canberra, exploring the range of cultural backgrounds that make up Australia. Noni explained.
Mirror, that means belonging in Darug, which is a Sydney language. That's the name of the show that's curated and presented by Ambush Gallery that my brother and I have put together. We've got over a dozen portraits. It's my portraiture and my brother's landscapes and florals. Everyone featured in the portraits are connected to the arts, and basically the show is exploring the range of cultural backgrounds that make up Australia, and it kind of is a bit of a question to the concept of what it is to be Australian and a bit of a departure from that sort of homogenised colonial settler narrative that's been historically dominated by modern Australian art.
The siblings say they're inspired by their First Nations, Scottish and Irish background. The exhibition opens to public in the Mbash Gallery in Canberra 4th of March. And on Friday 6th of March, an artist talk will be held in the gallery, followed by Q&A with the artists. A group of doctors told federal politicians yesterday that regional Australians face the most health risks from climate change. They say the impacts of climate change on rural Australians are significant and diverse. Food security and water availability and quality are two of the main areas they claim are affected. And they say climate change magnifies already existing inequalities in social and health areas between rural Australians and those who live in big cities. The appeal comes as climate policy continues to be a contentious area of debate for both the government and the opposition. The World Health Organization says it is positive of a new way of confirming coronavirus cases. WHO's Executive Director of the Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, says the new method should enable clinicians to report cases of COVID-19 much faster, meaning people can receive care quicker. China's Hubei province has adopted the new technique, with medical professionals starting to classify suspected cases based on chest imaging alone, rather than having to have laboratory confirmations. Dr. Ryan says it should help tackle the overwhelming amount of cases that need to be tested.
There have been some backlogs in testing, and this is also going to help in ensuring that people get adequate care and that adequate public health measures can be taken. So we're not dealing, from what we understand, with a spike in cases of 14,000 on one day.
To sports now. Melbourne United has taken a major step towards securing their last remaining National Basketball League playoff spot after a crucial 99-83 victory over the Cairns Tapians. Needing a win to move into fourth spot with one game to play, United stormed home in the quarterfinal at Melbourne Arena to take control of its semi-final destiny. After the match, Captain Golding praised his team.
You know, there was a couple of lapses, but for the most part, guys were locked in. We were hungry defensively for a large percentage of the game, and then running and attacking. And I think it's showing that's when we're at our best.
With a superior percentage to the Breakers and Bullets, United will have the opportunity to lock in fourth spot in Sunday's final match of the regular season against the South East Melbourne Phoenix. And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, partly cloudy with a top of 33. Perth, possible shower or storm, top of 36. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 26. Melbourne, showers and storms, developing 31. Hobart, showers at times and a top of 25. Albury-Wodonga, humid, showers and possible storm with a top of 33 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy and 28. Sydney, possible morning shower and a top of 26. Brisbane, a shower or two and 31 degrees. Townsville is going to be hot and sunny with a top of 38. Cairns also hot and sunny with a top of 37. Darwin partly cloudy, top of 34 degrees. Alice Springs with a top of 41. And Torres Strait Islands are partly cloudy. There's a 70% chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorm, top of 29 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.